Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
And first up today with our correspondent Zoe, why are Australian media unifying for press freedom? They've been blacking out their front pages like redacted documents. Here's what Zoe had to say.
No, it's pretty evident from the raids, the ABC raids and the raids that police conducted on a News Corp journalist's house a while back now. It's to protest against laws restricting freedom of press. It included a lot of newspapers here. I'm trying to list off newspapers, but you know, the Australian, the Advertiser, this, that, the other, and they all had blacked out front covers. So it was a really strong message to be sending to the government. I can't exactly remember, but Australia has ranked pretty low on the press freedom scale among other countries. I want to say the number 21, but perhaps that's not right.
I have no idea, but I remember seeing something about that as well, because I think from memory, and this could also be wrong, but I think New Zealand was quite a bit higher and I didn't really know why we would be.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I think this move is it's a way of also letting the general public know, you know what I mean? The average Australian wouldn't actually really understand where we sit as a country in terms of press freedom and laws restricting freedom of the press. So this move, you know, it wasn't only just a really strong message towards our government, it was also just letting people know where we stand. Because if I'm terribly honest with you, I mean, it wasn't until the raids and everything that's been happening this year that I was even able to understand it for myself. And I did media for a very long time. So, you know, we just don't think that Australia could be in this position, but we are.
Yeah, and I've just looked it up and you're completely correct, 21. New Zealand is number 7. Some of the countries you're below, it is quite interesting that, I don't know, like Uruguay, Suriname, Estonia.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I just trust myself more. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just, it is interesting that Australia has this sort of, I don't know, reputation, because looking back through the years, you were number 30 back in 2012, which is, I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. So it is pretty intense. I did speak with a journalist from The Guardian the day of, so that would have been Monday. And he was saying that I asked, "Are you worried about this message? Are you worried about this message and it being so precise and so pointed?" But he sort of said that although it is a big message, it's a scary message. It's it's not going to be taken lightly. It's also very, very important, and that's why they weren't really backing down. And I don't think many news organisations, now that they're so collected and they're going to fight together, I don't think it's going to, they're not going to back down for a while.
Yeah, we're having our own sort of media issues in New Zealand at the moment. Our biggest private television network is being sold, and if there's no buyer, it's going to be shut down, which means there'd only be one television news network in New Zealand, which would be the state broadcaster. So I was wondering, I don't know if you know, but is this affecting your national broadcaster as well, which is the ABC? Are they under these same kind of pressures, or are they a bit different?
From what I can understand, I mean, the ABC, we have a lot of different television stations and media organisations like News Corp and, like 7 West Media and SBS and 10, the WIN Network. So we've got a few. The strain on the ABC probably isn't seen. It probably can't be compared to much as that. That sounds very intense. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just interesting because I saw that, because that raid, like you say, was on the ABC, which I thought might not be subject to the same standards as other outlets in Australia.
So the raid was on the ABC for this report they did. But it was also a News Corp, a News Corp Australia journalist who was also raided first.
Right.
And that's something that the campaign is advocating for. It's these reforms, you know, to protect media freedom. And one of them is actually including a right to be able to challenge any, warrants that police, that are issued for police raids on journalists, and sort of stronger protections for public, for whistleblowers, essentially, and things that would have better protected the ABC or News Corp, you know, in these situations that we saw earlier this year.
Moving from media to horses, an inquiry has been ordered into the treatment of retired racehorses in Queensland. Why has this come about?
Yes, so speaking of the ABC, the ABC's 7:30 report sort of dropped this story about cruelty in the horse racing industry. Not to say that perhaps it wasn't already quite well known, not maybe the extent, but, you know, people have been protesting our horse racing for a very long time. But this, I think this sort of brought it out into the wider public a bit more, it made it a bit more accessible. But, the investigation found that racehorses across New South Wales and Queensland are being treated really awfully. They are not following... So there are regulations and laws in these states that do regulate how retired racehorses are treated, but it's just been made pretty clear from this report that this isn't actually happening.
Yeah, and as you say, it's pretty well widely known, I suppose, that this is, the case. Is there going to be an inquiry in any other parts of Australia, or why is it so specific to Queensland?
I think it has a lot to do with, because obviously, horse racing isn't just exclusive to these two states, New South Wales and Queensland specifically. I think it's just the culture there, and the report and this investigation has sort of shed light on the cruelty in those states. but I think this is what will happen, is that there will be some sort of inquiry or reform again of laws that are, already still there, and that will be widespread across Australia. So although this investigation looks into Queensland, I think that if anything were to come from this, it's going to be Australia-wide. I say that there's already laws and regulations for racehorses, so it's really difficult. It's maybe that Queensland and the investigation, what this found is that in the horse racing industry in Queensland, these rules and regulations were not being properly done.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.